Penny Lane, a Beatles song. John Lennon, Paul McCartney wrote it. We heard it played by the Montreal Baroque Ensemble. And it leads us into a conversation with Angelique Jones, the musical director of the Barrie Concert Band. And they have a show coming up that's going to play some Beatles music and Rolling Stones music. It's called Rockin' Around the Clock. We'll get to that. But first of all, I want to just say welcome to you. You have been the director since last September. And give us your impressions so far of the community and all these wonderful people in the community band.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic. I've enjoyed working with them. They're so enthusiastic and open to playing different types of music, which is really rewarding.
Yeah, concert band can be marches, can be Gustav Holst, but as you are displaying here in the program you put together for this coming season, it can go way beyond that, and it just makes it more appealing to different groups of people.
For sure.
The band itself, I understand about 50 musicians, 18 to 90. So in other words, this is the whole community.
Exactly. We have some younger performers who are students, and then it ranges, you know, ranges in age to retirees. So it encompasses quite a wide group.
And you've got section leaders who are helping these people. They are professionals who help these people get the music learned, get it performed. But it comes down to you to decide what kind of music you're going to play. They've made a big deal, of the people who organized parts of these things, about the fact you are the first female music director, and that must be a very important thing.
Yes, it's really cool, actually. You're even in the general world as a whole, you'll notice there are more female conductors starting to take.
And for a long time, that wasn't
positions.
The case.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, there's a big, long history of the Barrie Concert Band that goes back 150 years, or a little more, to 1869. There's a real heritage thing you have to be aware of.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. And in fact, the other band that I'm a part of also has the same length in history, like the 150 years. So it's really kind of cool that, you know, there's that historical value to the concert band.
Tell us about that other band, because you play in the band and you're the assistant conductor.
That's correct. So I'm also in the Royal Regiment of Canada Military Band, which is based in Toronto. I play euphonium in that band, and I'm also the assistant conductor.
And that kind of background experience you're bringing with you to Barrie. Now, the concert band in Barrie does, what, about 8 performances a year? Some of them ticketed events, other things. You're out in the community. Tell us more.
Yes, so we have 3 ticketed concerts throughout the year. And as you mentioned, our Rocking Around the Clock concert is coming up on Saturday, March the 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Collier Street United Church in Barrie. And then we have another one coming up in June, which is our Broadway concert. It'll be a lot of fun. The same time, 2 to 4, and it's on June the 6th in the afternoon.
Now, how do you decide what you're going to play? Because there's so much to choose from. If you're talking about a sort of pop music as played by concert band, you can look at the Beatles, as we've mentioned, Coldplay, Santana, Rolling Stones, Queen. How long did it take you to figure out what you're going to put on the program?
It was indeed quite an adventure to figure out what we were going to do. There's so much good music. So it was a matter of almost doing like a chronological tour through the different musical periods of the last century, the latter half of the last century. So we started with Rocking Around the Clock and
Bill
the music
Haley
of the 50s.
And the Comets, yeah. That little curl on his forehead.
And then we moved through different musical periods. So you'll also hear some Coldplay, some Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix. You're going to hear a wide range of musical selections.
And even though they may not have been your favorite choice when they were popular on the radio, you will recognize these pieces because they have become part of the culture.
Exactly. And we're also going to have some audience participation in this concert. Who doesn't like to go to a concert and sing?
Well, and maybe just get up in the aisles and do a little jiving, as they used to say. All right, that date is March the 7th, 2 to 4 p.m., Collier Street United Church. And let me tell you about something that is part of that, the Rocking Around the Clock concert and Rock and Dine. It's a partnership with two local restaurants. where you can bring your concert program and get a great deal on a food purchase, the Grillicious Gourmet Tap and Grill in the TIFFS Bar and Restaurant. So it can be just a whole fun experience. March the 7th, 2 to 4 p.m., Collier Street United Church. The other ticketed event you referred to is the Barry Concert Band Goes Broadway. Again, a wealth of material.
Oh, for sure. And we'll keep that a surprise.
Okay. You haven't started working on that yet, or you haven't chosen it yet?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
It's a work in progress.
All right. And do you just do this yourself, or are the members of the band allowed to say, we want to play this, Angela?
Well, we do tend to have a very collaborative work environment. So, of course, I'm open to suggestions from the band. If they enjoy playing the pieces, it definitely reflects in their performance, and the audience members enjoy it too.
Well, that's coming up in June, 2 to 4 p.m. again in the Collier Street United Church venue, which is just a great spot to be. And these tickets are not out of this world. Adults, $25. Students, $10. Kids, 12 and under, are free. It's a chance for you to enjoy some wonderful music. Over and above the ticketed events, I know you do an annual concert at Tollendale Village. You have a Canada Day presentation. You go to the IOOF Seniors Home every summertime. Important parts of what the band does.
Yes, so we do get out in the community, and we also like to partner with different organizations in the community. So in our Rocking Around the Clock performance that's coming up in March, we partnered with the OMCI, which is the Ontario Music Cooperatives, Inc. organization. And they're a nonprofit organization that encourages youth in the community in the arts and music specifically. So we'll have some vocalists coming in. We have a piano player, a guitar player, and they'll be performing in some of the selections with the band.
Well, all through Simcoe County and Southern Georgian Bay, there are people moving in day after day after day, coming from all different places. If somebody's listening now who says, well, I can play violin, I can play horn, where do they go? Is there a website they can find out more about the Barry Concert Band and maybe get involved?
Yeah, so if you just Google Barry Concert Band, you will find our website. You can go on there. There's an interview process, an application process that you go through to join the band.
And it's also a place where you can get the full information on Rockin' Around the Clock and the Barry Concert Band Goes Broadway, the two ticketed performances that we've been referring to today. March the 7th for Rockin' Around the Clock, my guest Angelique Jones, the new musical director and conductor of the Barry Concert Band. Thanks for your visit, and we're going to give folks a little bit of a preview of what they might hear and see at this Rockin' Around the Clock concert with piece by Queen, originally written by Freddie Mercury, and here an instrumental version. Thanks for your visit.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill.
Bohemian Rhapsody, written by Freddie Mercury, made famous by the pop group Queen. They're an instrumental arrangement, and you'll hear that along with several other pieces that come from the pop and rock era when the Barry Concert Band presents Rocking Around the Clock. It's on March the 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Collier Street United Church. Queen, Beatles, Rolling Stones, Coldplay, Santana, even Bill Haley and the Comets, Rocking Around the Clock. Stuff you'll remember and enjoy, presented in a concert band setting. Find out more when you go online to their website, and that is barryconcertband.org. Just Google Barry Concert Band, and you will find your way to their website. Tickets available, too, on that site. My thanks to Angelique Jones, who is the new musical director and conductor of the Barry Concert Band, for her visit today to Bill's Classical Jukebox.